Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp, essential marketing news. Today, we're covering a true media legend's passing, a major tech pivot at Disney, the brewing bidding war for Vox Media, the real story behind WPP's numbers, and a look at where one of marketing's most influential conferences is headed next. Let's dive in. First, we start with the passing of a titan, Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and the man who quite literally invented the 24-hour news cycle, has died at 87. As reported by Adweek, Turner was more than just the mouth of the South, he was a relentless innovator who changed the face of media. Born in 1938, Turner's first big move was inventing the Superstation in 1975, using satellite to beam TV nationwide, which became the Turner Broadcasting System. He then bought the Atlanta Braves in 1976, not just to own a baseball team, but to broadcast their games and fill his programming schedule. But it was 1980's launch of CNN, the first 24-hour news network, that truly revolutionized how the world consumed news. Turner didn't stop there, adding CNN International, TNT, Cartoon Network, and Turner Classic Movies to his empire. Beyond business, he was a committed philanthropist, founding the United Nations Foundation and famously pledging $1 billion to the UN in 1997. Warner Bros. Discovery CEO David Zaslav called Turner visionary, a trailblazer, and a foundational force, whose influence is still felt across brands like CNN and TCM. Mark Thompson, CEO of CNN Worldwide, described him as intrepid, fearless, and the presiding spirit of CNN. Turner's legacy is profound. He changed how we watch, understand, and connect with the world. Shifting to the streaming wars, Disney's new CEO Josh D'Amaro has outlined a bold, AI-driven future for Disney Plus, as detailed in Adweek. In his first earnings call, D'Amaro described Disney Plus as the digital centerpiece of the company, tying together entertainment, sports, games, and experiences. The company saw a 7% revenue increase in Q2, hitting $25.2 billion, with streaming and subscription revenues up as well. But the real news is Disney's investment in AI. They're developing a hyper-personalized recommendation engine across Disney Plus and ESPN, aiming to make content discovery frictionless and tailored to each user. AI will also enhance ad targeting and allow partners to create dynamic brand messaging, all while keeping human creativity at the core. Disney Plus is evolving into a visual homepage, with features like show previews and vertical video, verts, to help users choose what to watch faster. D'Amaro's vision is for Disney Plus to be the single point of contact with fans, driving lifetime value and unifying the Disney ecosystem. It's less about a product, he says, and more about a strategic posture, own that fan relationship. In short, Disney is betting big on AI to not only personalize, but also monetize, every moment of your streaming experience. Meanwhile, over at Vox Media, a high-stakes bidding war is heating up, according to a deep dive from Adweek's On Background. James Murdoch, yes, son of Rupert, but notably more progressive, has jumped into the fray, bidding over $300 million for Vox Media's prized assets, the Vox Media Podcast Network and the New York Magazine House of Brands, which includes The Cut, The Strategist, Grub Street, Curbed, and Intelligencer. Murdoch's Looper Systems is up against Versant, a Comcast spin-off, with Murdoch reportedly offering more cash. The podcast network alone is now generating close to $80 million in revenue, while New York Magazine brings in around $100 million, though with slim margins due to heavy investment in subscriber growth, around 400,000 paying subscribers, in fact. The bidding war means Vox can play suitors against each other, potentially driving up the price. However, selling off their best assets could leave Vox with a diminished portfolio, and thanks to a $100 million investment from Penske Media last year, the bulk of sale proceeds may not even go to Vox itself. This could force a piecemeal sell-off of remaining brands like Eta, The Verge, and The Dodo. The story also notes the broader turbulence in digital media, Ziff Davis just bought Dwell, Domino, Business of Home, and PopSci from Recurrent Ventures, while Amazon has slashed affiliate rates for publishers, squeezing margins further. The digital media landscape is in flux, and the Vox sale is a microcosm of the challenges and opportunities facing publishers today. Switching gears to the agency world, Adweek's analysis of WPP's latest results argues that the real story isn't in revenue, but in margin. WPP's net revenue is down 6.7% year-over-year, with its key media unit dropping 8.5%. Yet, management described this as ahead of expectations, a telling sign of just how low those expectations have become. The real concern is margin compression. WPP's operating margin fell from 15% last year to 13% this year, a 200 basis point drop more typical of a recession than a company in turnaround. The Elevate 28 strategy promises $675 million in annual savings by 2028, but it comes at a cost, $540 million in cash, and suppressed staff bonuses that will need to be rebuilt. The decline is driven by a mix of reduced client scope, budget cuts, and, crucially, fee pressure that's now structural, not cyclical. WPP is winning new business, but often at lower fees, resetting the price floor for future deals. Meanwhile, volume losses from major US and UK clients are mounting. The agency holding company model is under siege from all sides. Accenture owns the top of the funnel, in-housing is gutting the middle, and AI is eating away at production and media planning. WPP's cost-saving measures are buying time, but the bigger challenge is finding a reason for clients to pay premium prices again. The market is watching, quarter by quarter, to see if they can pull it off. Finally, let's talk about Possible, the marketing and tech conference that's quickly become a must-attend event. Digiday reports that after a successful 2026 edition in Miami Beach, Possible will expand to Europe, with a Lisbon event planned for October 2027. Co-founder Christian Muher and Hive Group CEO Mark Shashua are keeping details under wraps for now, but promise more news soon, and notably, it won't be held in a traditional convention center. The 2026 event drew 7,500 attendees and focused heavily on how AI is now part of the marketing and content infrastructure. Marketers from brands like GoGo Squeeze, agencies like Kepler, and ad tech firms like Clinch all shared insights on AI's impact, from creative asset management to full-funnel marketing. But there's a catch. While AI adoption is up, employee training lags behind. Structured meetings were a highlight, ensuring a good mix of marketers and vendors. The Possible team is betting that the Lisbon edition will further cement their conference as a global hub for marketing, tech, culture, and creativity. That's it for today's brief. From Ted Turner's transformative legacy to Disney's AI-powered future, the Vox Media chess game, WPP's margin squeeze, and the global ambitions of Possible, it's clear that change is the only constant in marketing and media. Stay curious, keep learning, and we'll be back tomorrow with more stories that matter. Thanks for listening.